And finally, to Spain, where more than one in five people live below the poverty line. With the Eurozone's highest unemployment rate, Spain recently eased restrictions on how long companies there can keep workers on temporary contracts. The idea is it's better to have people employed temporarily than be out of jobs altogether. Lauren Freyer reports from Madrid on how more and more Spaniards manage to make ends meet with low pay and no benefits.
Welcome to a botellón, the Spanish term for drinking outdoors in city squares like this one in downtown Madrid.
5 years ago, believe me, there were really few people drinking on the street.
David Orcajada fishes a beer can out of his backpack.
Right now, everybody's drinking on the street because people cannot afford to pay for, you know, drinks at bars. So since we're Spanish and we do drink and we party a lot, so it doesn't matter if we don't have money, we'll just keep doing it. And that's what botellón comes from.
Many in the crowd are what locals call milleuristas, workers on temporary contracts that pay a meal, 1,000 euros a month, barely $1,400. That's considered below the poverty line for a family in Spain and just above it for a single adult. The word used to have a negative connotation, but in this economy, not anymore, says Orcajada.
When Spain was booming, like 5 years ago, just really young people, normally uneducated, were milleuristas. The thing is that right now a lot of people are becoming milleuristas, and a lot of people would like to become milleuristas if they could.
Esther Sanz would love to join the ranks of milleuristas. She's a certified teacher but can't find a full-time job.
I have finished my degree in June last year, and I have a job, but it's only for 1 hour a day, so it's only 200 euros, but nothing else.
On 200 euros a month, less than $300, she has to live with her parents and clip coupons.
You try to go with the offers, 1 euro on Wednesday or things like that, and try to save money as much as you can.
Spain's jobless rate tops 21%, and it's more than double that for young people. Even for those who have jobs, a third are on temporary contracts with low pay and no benefits. Gail Allard is an economist at Madrid's IE Business School.
This is what young people do, and they're lucky they got a job because the unemployment rate for young people is 46%. They're the outsiders in the labor market.
Spain has a two-tiered labor system. Workers either have temporary contracts or jobs for life. It's a key issue in the national elections November 20th. But it's also the third rail of Spanish politics, where unions are powerful. Allard explains.
When somebody talks about labor market reform, they think they want to turn the market into something like the U.S. market. But what they don't realize is that they've got 30% of their workers with no job security whatsoever, in really inferior conditions, so that the others can enjoy the kind of job security that they have.
Back in the plaza, David Orcajada describes how his generation increasingly makes do on 1,000 euros a month.
Either you live with your parents or you share an apartment. The problem is, if you're a millerista and you're, for example, 30 years old, you're not going to be sharing an apartment when you're 30 years old. You're going to have your own apartment, you're going to have your own life. And if you're earning 1,000 euros, there's no way you can do that in Spain. It's not a cheap country.
For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.